launching into the third hour of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you might like here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line as we launch into the third hour of the program. Silk Road version 2.0 has hit the internet. It was earlier today, and we've got the story. In fact, the new Dread Pirate Roberts, or someone who is claiming to be a new Dread Pirate Roberts, has been interviewed by Mashable.com. We have that story. We'll share that with you and, of course, take your calls about what you want. The We Tonight in studio includes me, Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Let's go to the phones first, though, and talk to WebKeys listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, WebKeys.
Hey, I just wanted to read off the actual address that I just looked up for the new Silk Road.
No, that's okay. It's really hard to read onion addresses on the airwaves. I'm going to go ahead and pass on that. But if our listeners are interested in going, all they have to do is go to facebook.freetalklive.com. Scroll down a little bit. I posted the address earlier today.
Okay.
Was there something you wanted to share with us, your thoughts or opinions?
I mean, I like the Silk Road. I think it's a great thing. I just want to get the information out there, but as long as you got it on your Facebook, then that's cool.
There you go, WebKeys. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. It's hard enough to just read any web address on the air, let alone one that includes random-looking numbers and letters. And the average listener, if they're listening on the radio,
like that,
is probably driving their car right now.
Right.
So odds are good they're not going to be reaching for a pencil to scribble down EQZY73. I'm not saying those are what's in the Silk Road URL, but it's stuff like that.
Yeah, but the average person isn't going to be going to Silk Road anyway. Yeah,
that's true as well.
It's just that they, you know, I mean, Free Talk Live is an informational program. There is something called a dark web out there. On that dark web is something called Silk Road, and a variety of competitions for Silk Road, and these are places where people can buy illegal drugs. The better, it's what seems to me to be a good thing about these things is that drug dealers now, rather than sort of lurking about in clubs and alleyways where they don't have a relationship with their customers, they now have to have, they get ratings on how well they perform. And what that causes is that causes service to go up. It causes quality to go up. And when you have quality going up, you have fewer people ODing, fewer people taking drugs they didn't think that they were taking accidentally, having reactions as a result. In my opinion,
Silk Road has saved lives.
Silk Road has. Now, I don't know if this is Silk Road. The thing about Silk Road 2.0 that I don't know is how do I know that this is not the federal government?
I'll get into that here in a moment, but I just realized I don't think we really finished the Bitcoin conversation from the last hour.
Okay, what was that?
We had Will calling in asking about commodity versus currency and manipulation of the Bitcoin market. And Mark, you were saying that you believe that the Bitcoin market could be manipulated?
It could be manipulated, sure.
For what, a very short-term thing, right? Because
right.
The idea
that
idea would be that if somebody had a buttload of bitcoins, like, say, the federal government does now that they've seized 144,000 of them from the Silk Road, that they could just flood them into the market and drive the price down, right?
They could do that, and then the price would probably bounce right back up.
It would go back up, right. So if there's some sort of manipulation, it's not going to last very long.
No, it doesn't really need to. What the manipulation of commodity market usually has to do with a short-term situation. You want to pump and dump. You want to, I can't remember what the other terminology is.
I'm no financial expert, but when I think of manipulation, I think like the central bank just printing money. I mean, that's manipulating the money supply. That's somebody with a real leverage point on the currency. Just because somebody has a lot of Bitcoin doesn't mean that they're going to have any kind of permanent leverage point on the currency.
No.
A temporary manipulation? Sure.
Right. That's basically what you could do.
Okay. So there's that. And then let's get back into the story here from Silk Road. The story from Mashable.com, also Vice.com, reported on the story today. Good news, drug users. Silk Road is back was their headline. Mashable.com reporting that 5 weeks after the FBI shuttered what it called the most sophisticated and extensive criminal marketplace on the Internet and arrested its suspected owner, a new online bazaar for drugs and other contraband has arisen from the ashes bearing the same name, Silk Road. That's not the only similarity, though. The website's owner is fashioning himself as the Dread Pirate Roberts, a reference to the book and film The Princess Bride, which the owner of the original Silk Road also used. We've communicated with the new Dread Pirate Roberts throughout the past month using encrypted messaging on the new Silk Road's forums. Though the marketplace launched Wednesday, the new site's forums have been active since October 7th. An attempt by the new Dread Pirate
You've
Roberts...
You've been there, right, Ian?
I have, yes. An attempt, and I've been on the new Silk Road as well, an attempt by the new Dread Pirate Roberts to hold together the massive Silk Road community, keep its members from going to competitors, and engage them in the process of reinventing the site. So just to recap you here, they arrested Ross Ulbricht, and they did not shut down, although they did shut down for only a temporary period of time, the feds, the Silk Road forums. So Silk Road was hosted separately, it appears, from the Silk Road forums. And so even though Silk Road is down, if you go to the Silk Road's original hidden site URL, you see this "We've seized your site" message from the federal government. But if you go to the forums, they're back online. They've been online for weeks now. And it was a few weeks ago that one of the admins on the original Silk Road forum, somebody who's been there a long time, this person has a lot of reputation in the community. One of the admins on the original forums posted that they were coming back. And they were coming back on a new URL, and they posted that new URL. That new URL led to the new Silk Road forums. So they, I guess the idea is, considering the FBI may be possessing the old forums, they wanted to start their own forums. So even though the old forums are still there and they're still active, they decided they wanted to start a separate new Silk Road forums that looks almost identical to the old Silk Road forums. And so they did that, and they announced within that new forum that they would be relaunching Silk Road version 2.0 within the next several weeks. Well, that was today. Silk Road 2.0 was launched today. So I guess, Mark, you have to trust that the people who are involved in this new operation are indeed the originals, because they have access to the originals' accounts on the old forum, although someone who is ultimately paranoid could believe that if the feds have access to the old forums, they could be somehow masquerading as the individuals in question. But there are ways to verify this, right? So, like, a lot of the people on the Silk Road forums have posted PGP keys to their public profiles.
Right.
So if indeed somebody had been communicating with this system admin, Libertas is the man's name or woman's name who made this announcement. If you had been communicating with Libertas in the past, back when it was the original forums before the raid, and you believe this person was not a federal agent that whole time, because I suppose Libertas could have been a real deep cover, deep operative federal agent the whole time, and then, the new Silk Road could be compromised from...
That's how it would be in the spy novel.
From the get-go. But if you trust that Libertas is legit, as a global administrator of the site, and you want to make sure that it's the same Libertas, you would be able to send your message to him with the PGP encryption that would verify that only the original Libertas would have access, or at least someone who has access to his PGP keys would have access to that conversation.
It seems likely to you, somebody who's more adept on the internet than I am, that
I believe it's the real deal. I believe this is a real relaunch of the Silk Road, that this is not a honey pot, that is designed to attract drug users and dealers into an FBI trap. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of paranoia about that aspect, that possibility.
It's going to take a long time to rebuild that.
And
right?
I imagine that the individuals who are operating this site realize that and are going to do what they can to show people that this is the real deal. Now, there have been, and as Vice.com points out, there have been some alternatives to the Silk Road that have cropped up and become more popular over the last month in the absence of the Silk Road. One called Sheep Marketplace, the other Black Market Reloaded. The Vice story goes into their stories. Another guy set up a site called Project Black Flag, which apparently was a scam from top to bottom. He basically collected a bunch of money from people who were signing up to sell drugs on his site and then took it and ran. There's that kind of scam going on out there. And then, of course, there's the other kind of scam where people who had good reputations on the Silk Road are having their accounts basically mimicked on these other sites. So, if your account name was Joe Schmo and somebody, wants to pretend like they were Joe Schmo and say, hey, I used to sell a whole bunch of drugs on the Silk Road, now you can buy from me on Black Market Reloaded, and then, sell a bunch of bunk and rip people off. That's been happening too. More coming up.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? Bitquick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. Bitquick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to Bitquick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Bitquick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit Bitquick.co and get your Bitcoin. Bitquick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves right here. Toll-free at 855-453. The Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site. We give them away now. Those features include the news updates. You can get signed up. Follow us via email, Facebook, Google+, Twitter. Your choice, all free. Go to news.freetalklive.com to find them all.
You can go to schoolsucksproject.com and browse through the 12-part Kids Are Not Defective podcast series. It examines the destructive impacts of youth stereotypes in the media, medication for rebellious behavior, corporal punishment, carrot and stick systems, zero tolerance policies, and much more. It's schoolsucksproject.com.
The Silk Road's back. Version 2.0 launched earlier today around 11:30 Eastern Time, according to, I believe, Vice magazine at vice.com. Also, Mashable.com has a piece up where they actually had an interview with the new Dread Pirate Roberts, or at least someone who's claiming to be a new Dread Pirate Roberts. Mm-hmm. Of course, the idea behind the Dread Pirate Roberts is that this is simply a title that is passed on and along down a line of different Dread Pirate Robertses.
And that was what it was from The Princess Bride, when right. The movie Whence It Comes.
And so I want to give you more on this story here, because it's incredibly good news that the Silk Road is back, although there's obviously a lot of paranoia. Is this a honeypot? Is this something that's attracting drug users and dealers in order to catch them? Because there was a lot of paranoia after the Silk Road was taken down last month. Of course, the Silk Road was an underground site where drugs and other interesting things were bought and sold. But there was a lot of paranoia after it was taken down, like, oh my God, are they going to start busting all the dealers from the Silk Road? Because there were thousands of people who had sold drugs on the Silk Road. Thousands of active accounts. Hundreds, over 100,000 active buyer accounts. So there were a lot of
100,000 active buyer accounts on Silk Road.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was like 150,000, I believe. And jeez, there were about 3,000 active seller accounts on
there. No wonder they want to reopen this thing.
So, yeah, well, I mean, Olbricht was raking in the dough. I mean, he'd had $80 million worth of Bitcoin at the time it was busted, which was a month ago. So now that would have been $160 million
something
worth
like
of
that, yeah.
Bitcoin. So, anyway, the dude...
If that was Olbricht that has it, and if he has any access or
true,
whatever.
True, good point. They did seize some Bitcoins. From whom they seized them, we don't know. Whether it was Olbricht or not is another question. But there was a lot of paranoia around, oh my God, they're going to come after everybody! Well, there were a few stories that came out within about a week of the Silk Road bust, where there were, the headlines read like, Silk Road dealers busted! But then when you actually got into the detail in the story, it turned out that the details were that this story that they were touting of these two people in the Northwest, Pacific Northwest, who'd been busted, well, it was actually the Silk Road that was assisting, not the Silk Road's choice, but the agent in question used the Silk Road to help identify somebody that he suspected of buying and selling drugs. So it wasn't that the Silk Road takedown helped with those people getting busted. In fact, had the Silk Road been taken down before the... earlier, had the Silk Road been taken down a few months earlier, those busts never would have been able to be made.
That's true.
So actually, in point of fact, thus far, it doesn't seem like there has been any kind of looming crackdown on the Silk Road dealers.
Yeah, it's been a couple of months?
Solid month since, more than a month. Since Ross Olbricht was arrested.
And there was a lot of...
It doesn't seem like much more than that.
Not much more.
Maybe
about 5 weeks.
Not even 5 weeks.
Yeah.
There was a lot of wincing with the expectation that, oh, this is it. It's coming. It's coming. They're going to take us all to jail.
Nope. So far, not the case. And, of course, Dread Pirate Roberts, the person alleged to be Dread Pirate Roberts, Ross Olbricht, he hasn't been convicted yet. And we'll see how that shakes out as well. So back to the story here about the Silk Road. This is from Mashable.com. They've been communicating with the new Dread Pirate Roberts via the site's forums. And according to the story here, the new Dread Pirate Roberts agreed to answer select questions about the new site in an interview that DPR said to be exclusive to Mashable. We don't know this person's real name, location, age, gender, or that there aren't multiple people behind the digital black mask. The new Dread Pirate Roberts could be anyone. The new Silk Road could be a well-orchestrated scam. The new Dread Pirate Roberts could be the old Dread Pirate Roberts, though he or she insists that's not the case. For the purposes of the story, we'll refer to the new DPR as a solitary male, and much like his cinematic namesake, the farm boy Wesley turned genial swashbuckler, the new Roberts inherited the moniker. The Dread Pirate Roberts is more a title than a name, he writes in a private message. It may be passed from person to person as each must step into the role, whether voluntarily or out of necessity. The FBI shut down the original Silk Road online marketplace and arrested Ross William Olbricht on October 1st. So, yeah, just over a month. 8 people accused of selling drugs on Silk Road were arrested in the weeks after the site was closed. Aside from charges relating to drugs and money laundering, Olbricht is also accused of murder for hire. While you might expect everyone involved with the site to be hiding, that's not the case. The Silk Road community, which is still intact, got wind of the site's impending rebirth after the new DPR posted a welcome message on the new site's forums on October 7th. The news quickly reached many of the venues former Silk Road users frequented for information, starting with the old Silk Road's forums. Libertas, a global moderator on the old Silk Road, triumphantly announced the news of a new site in a post titled We Rise Again. In addition to Libertas, who's an employee of the new Silk Road, former Silk Road vendor Sergeant XO, Saint ST, STXO, who earned the community's trust by investigating and exposing scammers, has also endorsed the new Silk Road. Libertas declined to comment for the story, and STXO, who has since disappeared from the forums altogether, did not reply to our inquiry. On the forums, there's a tone of skeptical optimism regarding the new Dread Pirate Roberts. Earning endorsements from trusted members of the Silk Road community has gone a long way. Reputation is key on sites like Silk Road. In a world where everyone's anonymous, the only way to develop trust is through peer feedback, much like with seller ratings on eBay or Yelp.
Now, we've been told that there is no honor among thieves, but here in this...
These are drug dealers, not thieves.
I understand, but here in this black market, honor is the only thing you've got.
That's true.
And I just want to distinguish between, you know, these people may be criminals by the government standard, but that doesn't mean that the rules of the marketplace don't apply in this marketplace. You're going to do better, and you're going to get wealthier if you serve people. And that's the truth there.
Several well-known users of Silk Road, and by the way, the original Silk Road, the original Dread Pirate Roberts, was a libertarian. And that's one of the reasons why they've targeted Russ Ulbricht. Apparently he's a libertarian as well. A fan of the Mises Institute, for instance.
We know that Dread Pirate Roberts was, or just...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because
Dread
of the
Pirate
Forbes
Roberts
article.
Was. The Forbes article, and if you look at his posts on the Silk Road forums, and there was a whole book club. Dread Pirate Roberts had a book club where he would recommend liberty-oriented reading materials to people. I mean, so to some extent, this was an activism project as well. But anyway, several well-known users, according to the new DPR, who can be seen as pillars of trust, are aware of my previous identity, so they may conclude for themselves whether or not to trust me. These are people both I and the community feel they can trust to make sound judgment on the matter. Now, Roberts himself is presumed to have been an active member of the original Silk Road. Based on his forum posts and our private communications, the new Roberts matches his predecessor in portraying Silk Road as a sort of libertarian utopia rather than a black market in the darkest corner of the web. He also has the same flair for symbolism. Though it was eventually delayed by 24 hours, the initial planned launch time for the site was 4:20 p.m. UTC on November 5th, also known as Guy Fawkes Day. The graphic novel and subsequent film V for Vendetta helped popularize Fox, whose iconic mask has become a symbol of anti-establishment movements such as Occupy Wall Street and the online activist group Anonymous. Remember, remember, the 5th of November starts the English folk poem about Fox's foiled attempt to blow up British Parliament in 1605. We'll tell you more about the new Dread Pirate Roberts and take your calls as well on the new Silk Road, which is available online now. Free Talk Live.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy up my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 One is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free. We're talking about the Silk Road, but you don't have to talk about that. You can bring up anything you would like. Again, the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's all this talk of Bitcoin and Silk Road and dark webs confuse you, upset you. Well, go get yourself some gold and silver at gold.freetalklive.com. It's another commodity-based currency, this one backed by thousands and thousands of years of use. Gold, not in my lifetime, it's never been worth nothing. So go over there, get some gold, use it as a hedge against inflation, maybe as a barter currency. We've got a really great item over there where you can, it's a 50-gram gold bar that has scoring on it, so you can break off 1-gram pieces and do business in them. It's a great item. Go check it out at gold.freetalklive.com. We've got lots of gold and silver options there, including the Ludwig von Mises piece, better known as the Mises pieces.
Gold. Gold.freetalklive.com. Let's go and continue here with your calls. In this case, we've got Adam on the line in Maryland on Skype. Almost every call has been on Skype tonight. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, everyone.
Welcome.
You were talking about Adam Kokesh's plea deal earlier.
Yes.
You know, I'm very disappointed to hear that. You know, the government dangled that carrot in front of him, and he took it, you know.
Well, what are you disappointed at?
Well, I'm disappointed, number one, you know, a lot of people donated to his legal defense fund, expecting that maybe he would take this to trial.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm concerned, I'm a very pro-Second Amendment type of person, and what he did with the shotgun in D.C., you know, I was very happy about him, you know, and that's why I did consider donating, but I'm glad I didn't now, because look what happened.
Well, what happened? I mean,
are people going to get their money back, I guess, is a question, right?
Well, I know that you don't know what the truth is, of course, but his people apparently spent it in some way. I mean, the truth of that will finally come out now that Adam's out of jail, hopefully.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I have a difficult time, leveling a finger and going, hypocrite! Hypocrite! at a person who was sitting for 4 months in a Washington, D.C. jail.
But hold on a second, Mark. There's a difference here, and that is that Adam Kokesh went out and performed an act of civil disobedience.
Sure.
So it's one thing to take a plea deal when you've encountered the police on accident.
Yeah.
You know, you're out as an underage college person drinking alcohol, and you take the plea deal to not get points on your license or have it taken away from you or whatever, and that's one thing. But when you're going out with the express purpose of committing a videoed act of civil disobedience, and then, you know, you go on and talk about how great of a case this is for helping establish gun rights. You know, you back up, you talk about the Heller decision, and you're doing fundraising to hire attorneys to help you take this case all the way up, presumably, to the Supreme Court. I can understand why people would feel like maybe they've been a little bit misled.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. I just want to use the term hypocrite can also mean somebody who employs...
He didn't use the term hypocrite on Caller Adam.
No, he didn't. But I did.
Okay.
Okay. But I think that there's... I want to make a distinction between somebody who, like a politician, will vote for people to be thrown in jail for, say, a consensual crime like gambling or sex, prostitution, and at the same time participates in those things. Is different than a person who, say, does civil disobedience, finds, man, the heat in this kitchen is just too hot for me. I'm done. Four months, this could be years and years dragging on while I'm sitting in jail with my youth and God knows what I'm dealing with in here.
But he knew it would be felony charges if he brought a shotgun into Washington, D.C. And if you know you're looking at felony-level civil disobedience, then presumably you should know you're looking at several years in prison as a potential punishment.
I'm prepared to call this a mistake for somebody as opposed to sort of full-on hypocrisy.
I didn't say anything about it being hypocrisy at all. I agree. It was a total mistake for him to do this activism. I think it was completely misled. It was cocky. It was foolish.
It was irresponsible.
And irresponsible, yeah. I mean, why bother trying to restore gun rights in Washington, D.C. when you could just move to, Austin or New Hampshire and immediately have a community of liberty-minded people to live nearby and have more gun freedom.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, Adam.
When you guys finally interview him, please ask and get to the bottom of why his lawyer dropped out, because I know that has a lot to do with why he pleaded out. You know, his lawyer dropped at the last minute, it seems.
Maybe he fired his lawyer.
He fired him?
I said maybe. I don't know.
Oh, maybe. Okay. I understand that. Do you know what happens if that if that were to happen to you, if you had an attorney and they dropped out at the last minute? Do you have to just go through with the trial even with a lawyer that doesn't know your case?
I think you could motion for a retrial based on incompetent representation.
Okay.
So I think that's a possibility.
Yeah, I got a lot of respect for you guys, for not taking the plea deal up there. Of course, it is lesser charges, but at the same time, like you said, he did this. It
wasn't like Rich Paul faced down 100 years in prison, by the way, and didn't take a plea deal. So it's certainly possible to go up against the system and not take the plea, and things don't work out terribly.
And my friend went through this. He was accused of being a terrorist with a bomb, and he didn't take the plea deal. You know, he could have faced life in prison. And
How long was he in jail?
What's that?
How long was he in jail?
For prior to the trial,
right.
I think 4 or 5 months.
Yeah. I mean, 4 or 5 months, I think, is about all you can sort of ask for somebody in these circumstances. But when a person who hasn't done any time is facing 2 years until they can get to trial with no hope of getting out, I think that they begin to the walls begin to close in. And it's not that I do understand what the point Ian's making here. He did civil disobedience. It was a felony charge. He could have predicted a certain level of this, and he asked people for their money to support him. I get that. That's certainly a valid complaint.
I thought his trial was supposed to be in the middle of November.
It was. Yeah, it was scheduled for in the next week or two.
I don't know how fast that would go, though. I mean, most of the time when I see people sit in the county jail, it takes years.
Yeah, Ian, didn't you go through that? You had to actually motion for a speedy trial or something?
Yeah, you do have to indicate that you intend to have a speedy trial in order for them to supposedly grant one to you.
Like in the very beginning when you're arrested.
Yeah, the sooner you can mention to the court that you intend to have a speedy trial, the better it preserves that.
Okay. Hey, you know what? At the very least, we all learn a very important lesson in that, you know, if you're going to be doing civil disobedience, you should have a lot of money saved up so you can have an attorney.
I think more...
Or be prepared to defend yourself.
More importantly, plan from the end result back. You know, going in with some sort of plan. I don't really get the sense that this, from the first posting, this event that has ultimately ended in Adam being in jail and now free and facing all these charges, they really didn't have a clear plan on what they were planning on doing in D.C.
Well, the plan was to get attention. They sure got that.
They sure got that.
He is an expert at that.
Thanks, Adam, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. And if you want, you know, send us a message tomorrow. Maybe we'll have Adam on the show and you can ask your question that way. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Look, if you're going to do civil disobedience, how about not doing it in Washington, D.C.? Step number one.
I agree on this one.
If you're New Hampshire. Move to Cheshire County, New Hampshire. If you're going to do civil disobedience, you want to be in the Keene Spiritual Retreat. You don't want to be in the D.C. jail. You don't want to be in the Manchester jail. You want to be in the best jail for that sort of thing. Think it out in advance.
Adam took, he took an opportunity. There are a lot of people out there that support gun rights. It's one of those things that people can a lot of people really get behind. He goes, he does a nonviolent act with a gun, does that whole hoo-ha, we're going to have ourselves a second American Revolution thing out in Freedom Plaza. And I get it. And that got a lot of people behind him. But maybe he didn't feel like he had the support he wanted to have to do this. Maybe he didn't feel like he'd reached the numbers. Maybe he felt like his case was falling apart and he was going to see prison time and that staying in jail was going to be worse for his case.
I think maybe all of those things are possibly the case. Again, I feel like it was activism that was not well thought out in advance. And doing things like that in Washington, D.C., you might as well just be on a suicide run. 855-453. Why not move to a place where there are thousands of other people coming to the same place?
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high-heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here on this edition of the show, but we do it seven nights a week, so if you miss a moment, you can always just tune right back in the next night. 7-10 at night Eastern Time are our live hours. Of course, on our streams, the show repeats 24 hours a day, so you can tune in at 3 a.m., and we're there at freetalklive.com. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to find our streams, or if you've got a mobile phone, a smartphone, you can go to M as in mobile. freetalklive.com to get tuned in online. Of course, you'll also find out that we've got over 125 radio stations coast to coast. We've got satellite listening choices. We've got all kinds of options for you to get Free Talk Live into your ears. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. The Silk Road is back. Version 2.0 has launched. The brand new Dread Pirate Roberts, or someone who is claiming to be a new Dread Pirate Roberts, is in charge and has been doing an interview with Mashable.com. Mashable talks in their story about some of the competitors to the Silk Road and then runs a little bit of some numbers here. The original Silk Road, for instance, the original Silk Road forums had over 110,000 users. Even after siphoning off some of the original Silk Road's users, Black Market Reloaded, one of their competitors, currently has about 23,000 registered users on its forums. The FBI documents state the original Silk Road had more than 150,000 unique accounts, 146,946 buyers, and 3,877 vendors. According to Dread Pirate Roberts, the role of Dread Pirate Roberts is not something that an individual may simply place upon themselves. It runs far deeper than that. I could call myself Dread Pirate Roberts and publish my works, but that title value is only realized when the Silk Road community is happy for you to use it, as in my case thus far. The new DPR knows the key to maintaining this confidence and winning over skeptics is to protect the community from law enforcement, cyber attacks, rogue users, and all other threats. In a post on the site's forums, he wrote, quote, I have taken steps the previous Dread Pirate Roberts wouldn't have even thought of, so you may rest assured you are in the hands of a technically competent expert, unquote. Despite his confidence, DPR told us that he can make no hard and fast promises because a large part of user security depends on their taking the proper steps to safeguard their identities.
Yeah, well, I mean, what else would it be?
Like the old Silk Road, the new marketplace can only be accessed through Tor, software that allows for anonymous internet browsing. Transactions are conducted with Bitcoin. As we've discussed many times, Bitcoin can be made mostly anonymous. And users are also encouraged to communicate with one another using encryption. And in fact, a lot of lessons were learned from the takedown of the old Silk Road.
And I'm afraid that that's really just sort of how it's going to go. You know, I mean, I don't want to say that. I'm not by no means glad of what happened with the last Silk Road, but the fact is, you learn and you do trick. Businesses are based on failures. Ask any business person, ask most business people, and they're going to tell you, yes, I failed my way to success.
Right. Most people don't succeed out the gate. I mean, the fact that Silk Road made it 2.5 years before a federal takedown is pretty amazing. And as far as an internet time is concerned, as far as in Bitcoin time, I mean, 2.5 years in the world of Bitcoin is the majority of the Bitcoin's lifespan. So anyway, on the old Silk Road, vendors shipped product through local. They have creative tactics to make the packages inconspicuous, such as vacuum sealing the drugs and shipping the item with redolent objects such as boxes of scented magic markers, according to court documents. The FBI criminal complaint against Olbricht also said the Silk Road Buyer's Guide instructed users to use a different address, such as a friend's house or P.O. box, for shipping. In terms of security, the new Dread Pirate had to change the next Silk Road, but in order to stay ahead of the game, we consider these trade secrets in security, he writes. It's possible the new Silk Road could be gone by the time you finish reading this sentence. The site's administrators could also learn from their predecessors' mistakes and stay ahead of law enforcement for years and years. Dread Pirate Robert says our market is focused on higher security standards. We already have the team working around the clock on our market. Robert says, carefully selected his team by invitation only, an application process he says draws in the wrong type of people and doesn't give him the opportunity to properly vet his potential employees. He says, new staff I've taken on are not people who've just come around. They're always people I've watched long term, he writes. Employees of the old Silk Road earn between $1,000 and $2,000 each month, according to FBI documents. All the new Roberts would say about is his employees' pay is that they would earn an amount that is, quote, consistent with the risk they are taking, unquote. And that it would be a full-time job. Robert says he knows the real-life identities of his staff members. He insists absolutely no one can know his true identity for the safety. Bad for security, as every risk I face is also a risk to the entire market and users, he says. Each question we ask that would even hint at Robert's true identity or former Silk Road alias was met with a mechanical refrain. No comment, profiling information, he would say. That includes questions about gender, background, whether or not running Silk Road will be his full-time job, and when he decided to attempt to become the new Dread Pirate Roberts. One thing we can say is the new DPR is confident and ambitious. He writes that he's not worried about undercover agents. If law enforcement decide to send an informant my way, I will not be fooled, he says. And in a recent post to the site's forums, he discussed his goals. He said, if we do not double the achievements of the first Silk Road, I would be extremely disappointed with myself, he says. One aspect of the old Silk Road Roberts plans to mimic, however, is self-imposed limits on what the site will sell. He does say that as in the original market, we plan only to take the high road, that being nothing which intends to cause harm to another person. Therefore, weapons and assassinations contracts, which are both major scams anyway, he said, are prohibited, just as is child pornography. So even in the Silk Road, even in the black market, there are some things that are verboten.
Well, I mean, that's the that's really what is true for probably most drug dealers, I would imagine. Most of them say, "Oh no, I wouldn't do that."
Yeah.
The problem with black markets is that they tend to reward people for taking little steps towards things that they wouldn't otherwise do, and the rewards tend to be high. You can talk to the average person and say, "Hey, would you kill somebody for $100?" And it's like, "No." You're a bad, bad person for suggesting that. But for $100,000, and they're not going to get away with it, you know, they might start, their morals might start getting slippery.
Let's go to the phones. Don's on the line in Virginia Beach, listening via TuneIn on his cell phone. Hey, Don.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just calling. I was listening to the radio earlier. We were talking a little bit about computer forensics. I believe you said the phrase, it's more of a he said, she said sort of thing. Hello? Hello?
Roadblock. Hey, do you have anything on you? And hey, Mr. Cop, ain't got no. As I would say, hey, Mr. Cop, ain't got no. Thank you.
provided any further details. Though the marketplace is up and running, no drugs will change hands for the next few days. Roberts has a planned four-day rollout, with the site reaching its full functionality on November 9th. At first glance, the new site looks nearly identical to the original. And they go on to talk about the fees on the site and whether or not he is afraid. He says, "Afraid? I'm not afraid. I'd rather get caught tomorrow and spend the rest of my life in a prison cell than continue to be just another man or woman on the street. I want people to look back and remember every Dread Pirate Roberts there is and know we did something different. We didn't stop what we were doing just because our government wants us to stop. We were willing to fight for our cause, risking everything we've ever worked for." And then in his message, when you go to the Silk Road news site, there's a welcome back to freedom message that he has posted, kind of welcoming new users and explaining the new site and kind of the rollout date. He says it took the FBI 2.5 years to do what they did. Divide, conquer, and eliminate was their strategy. But 4 weeks of temporary silence is all they got. And as our resilient community bounces back even stronger than ever before, never forget that they can only ever seize assets. They can never arrest our spirit, our ideas, or our passion unless we let them. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Get ready, get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot, pre-finished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot, beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts, or floor 'em with a gift card, and get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.